Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the February 16th, 2023 in-person meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. This meeting is also available telephonically for access by the public. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff participating in the meeting, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask telephone participants to please mute your telephone if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is Corinne Myers, General Counsel speaking. Members of the Board of Commissioners are appearing in person this morning in keeping with the Rhode Island Open Meetings Act. Members of the public may also access the meeting via teleconference or attend in person according to their preference. If the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio is restored. Commissioner Orth will preside this morning and will be voting by voice vote. Meeting participants, please state your name prior to speaking each and every time for the benefit of those listening in telephonically. And telephone participants, please mute your lines if you're not speaking. With that, I will turn it over to Commissioner Orth to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Corinne. This is Commissioner Orth. I'd like to call the meeting to order. It is at least 9:34 by my watch. I'll ask Carol to take a roll call.
Certainly. Commissioner Barry?
Here.
Commissioner Orth?
Here.
Treasurer Dielsa?
Here.
Commissioner Dwyer?
Here.
You have the form.
Great. Thank you so much. We will jump right into our first agenda item, which is approval of minutes of the board meeting held on January 19th, 2023.
To approve?
So moved.
Second.
Corinne, would you please, any comments on our meetings at all? No? Okay. Corinne, would you please conduct a roll call?
Certainly. This is Corey Myers. Commissioners, all those in favor of approving the minutes of the Board of Commissioners meeting held on January 19, 2023, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Item number two is remarks of presiding commissioner. I'd just like to note that Jim Thorson is out recovering.
He is listening.
He's listening. Hi, Jim. I hope you're feeling better today and even better tomorrow, and that you're back with us next month. And I'd also like to give a formal welcome to Treasurer Gio. So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Very pleased to have you. Would you, your first meeting here, anything that you'd like to mention to the group over here?
Looking forward to working with this great group, the board, and staying true to our mission, which is making housing more accessible. And I look forward to being part of that.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Have you here.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to turn to item three, which is the presentation of the executive director's activity report.
Thank you. We are experiencing strong demand for our new DPA program, the $17,500 down payment assistance program that's being funded with state fiscal recovery dollars. As of Valentine's Day, 22 home buyers have benefited from this program, and Peter's team is doing a great job getting the dollars out the door. Overall, delinquency rate hovers around 12%. Loss mitigation strategies offered through FHA and our homeowner assistance fund has really helped us to not see that skyrocket. Next month, I'm going to invite Leslie to make a presentation on the different products that she's used to keep the portfolio stable. We provided people with updates on the state fiscal recovery funding that's been awarded through the Development and Site Acquisition Programs. We've fully committed the funding that's been made available to us. Under the Development Program, one project is actually complete, three projects are under construction, and the balance of developments are in various stages of financing. And of course, on the site acquisition side, we are terribly oversubscribed on this. 16 of 25 properties have been approved for funding and have closed, but we have a waiting list for when the next tranche of dollars are released. We've received approval from the Pandemic Recovery Office on the PHA program. We're working through the contract details and will shortly launch an RFP for funding that you'll recall was a priority for the speaker. We've released an RFP for consultants to support the municipal TA program that will launch later this fiscal year. We'll be back to you with recommendations for building a customer and consultant pool, likely in April. I'm disappointed to report that we were not successful in our bid to secure a grant for unsheltered homeless. We knew it was a stretch because of the demographics in Rhode Island, but that funding could have been used in addition to the $11 million that we currently have. Lastly, I want to inform the board that a vendor we do business with in our loan servicing division experienced a data breach that affected our customers as well as others across the country. The vendor has notified our customers and is offering credit monitoring services at charge. Stop there.
Thank you very much, Carol. Questions? I have a quick follow-up question. The funding round, second consolidated funding round, I know we're going to get into part of this with other agenda items, but just maybe a reminder when the funding decisions are due to come out on those.
We're working through applications.
Well, I know.
So,
everybody's anticipating the arrival of the decisions.
So this is Ann Berman. So, I'll be conservative and say April and May. I think there may be an opportunity to bring a couple in March, but we are working through them all. Hopefully we'll have most of our threshold determinations done by the middle of March, which will really pave the way for scoring and then the various sort of sitting down and figuring out who's gonna get what.
Right.
Part of our process is we give an opportunity back to the developer to cure deficiencies in the application process. We don't want an applicant not to be considered because they miss a piece of paper. So there is that process. And how long do we provide in? A few weeks? A couple of weeks?
We give everybody 1 week. And because there are so many, the deficiency letters are sort of going out over the course of about a 2 or 3 week period, but everybody has 7 days to respond.
Right. And how is the consolidated application going in the new Procorum software?
So the one-stop application, I think, is going pretty well. We met with the Housing Network earlier this month. Sort of forgot the day. And they gave us their feedback, I think most of which was positive, but they definitely had some suggestions about how we can improve the system. So I think that is going quite well. And then on the ProLink side, I think we're making good headway. I know on the asset management side, they're really sort of starting to go through all of the data verification. And on the development side, we are in the process of sort of being in a position ideally to launch to our customers early in the third quarter of this year. So that's the goal.
Okay, great. Timing would be great on that.
Yeah.
All these developments coming out. Okay, great. Thank you. Let's move on to agenda item number 4, approval of reservation of low-income housing tax credits and firm approval of financing for West House 2 located in Middletown. And I believe Ann, you'll be presenting on that.
Good morning. This is Ann Berman. This request for action is for approval of 9% tax credits, first mortgage, home funds, and Rhode Island rebounds funds for West House 2, which is a 54-unit development in Middletown. The development received preliminary approvals from the board in both April and June of 2022. Church Community Housing Corporation is the developer. So West House 2 will be an addition to an existing HUD 202, West House 1, which was built in 1996, and provides age-restricted supported housing units. West House 2 will also be age-restricted, but to households over 55. The development will be designed to meet passive house certification and will include a solar array on the roof. Of the 54 units, 6 of the units will be for households earning 30% of area median income or less and will receive a subsidy through the HUD Section 811 program. And the remaining 1 and 2 bedroom units will be available for households at or below 60% of area median income. Since preliminary approval, there has been an increase in the budget of about $1.1 million, primarily due to the passive house design and related mechanical engineering requirements, increased financing costs as interest costs have gone up, and there are some additional land excavation requirements as part of the HUD partial release from the West House 1 mortgage. West House 2 was able to maintain a balanced budget by reallocating sources since preliminary approval, and they were able to increase some of their rents. The rent increase is still below the maximum allowed under the program, but it does allow the project to afford additional permanent debt, which means they did not need to come back and ask for more money or defer a fee. National Equity Fund is the syndicator, and Webster Bank will provide the construction loan. So happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you very much, Ann. I have a motion to approve the reservation of low-income housing tax credits and firm approval of financing for West House 2.
James Piosa,
Treasurer.
Second.
Thank you, Maria. Any questions about this particular development? We did discuss this in credit committee, and I'd like to add you're utilizing the FFB risk share program, which I think is fairly novel to use for new construction, and it's a way to utilize a federal program to bring down the permanent interest rate below what we could just do on our by ourselves. So I think that's wonderful to see, and it's a great job with this developer keeping the cost where it is. Any other comments? Hearing. No other comments. Corinne, would you please conduct roll call?
Commissioners, all those in favor of approving the reservation of low-income housing tax credits and firm approval of financing for West House 2 in Middletown, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Great, thank you. Now move on to item number 5, which is approval of reservation of low-income housing tax credits and firm approval of financing for Frenchtown Road 1 and 2, located in East Greenwich. And Ann will present this one again, please.
Thank you. This is Ann Berman. Frenchtown 1 and 2 is a proposed 63-unit mixed-income development located on a vacant parcel on Frenchtown Road in East Greenwich. This is a hybrid development, which consists of a 4% tranche with 30 units and a 9% tranche with 33, and each will be a separate single asset entity. The developer is a joint venture between Penrose and Cove Homes, which is an affiliate of the East Greenwich Housing Authority. And I will mention that Cove Homes purchased the parcel on Frenchtown Road from the Rhode Island Department of DOT using our land bank program several years ago. This request is for firm approval of 9% low-income housing tax credits, a home loan, an HTF loan, an HPF loan, which is Housing Production Fund, and Rhode Island rebounds for Frenchtown 1. And for Frenchtown 2, it's a request for tax-exempt construction financing, a Housing Production Fund loan, and a Rhode Island rebounds loan. Both tranches received preliminary approval of the low-income housing tax credits and financing in April and June of 2022. 56 of the units will be low-income housing tax credit eligible, and 7 will be market rate. 24 of the units will receive the benefit of either 811 vouchers or project-based vouchers from the East Greenwich Housing Authority. There are several changes worth noting since preliminary approval. The number of market rate units has been reduced, which resulted in 12 additional low-income housing tax credit units. The distribution of units has been modified so that each tranche now has both one and two bedroom units. Notably, the developer received a federal earmark of $2 million, which has allowed the project to be oversubsidized, so we'll be taking back some housing production fund, which we can use for another project. And the developer was awarded additional project-based vouchers, which has allowed them to leverage debt on both tranches. And finally, there was about $1.5 million of value engineering that took place in order to reduce costs. It's notably still an expensive project, but our construction team has evaluated the current proposed schedule values and determined that the pricing is really quite consistent with other similar elevator-served buildings. The investor is CREA. The permanent debt on both tranches will be financed with Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids will provide the construction loan on the 9%, and we will provide the construction loan on the 4% using the bonds. So we are seeking the following 9% LIHTC, Home Housing Trust Fund, Housing Production Fund, and Rhode Island Rebounds for Frenchtown 1, and tax-exempt bonds, Housing Production Funds, and Rebounds for Frenchtown 2. So happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you very much, Jan. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the reservation of low-income housing tax credits and firm approval of financing for Frenchtown Road 1 and 2, please.
I'll make a motion.
So thank you, Treasurer.
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. Any comments or questions about this item? No? Okay.
I have a question. So on the tax credit pricing, it looks like pretty consistent for 9%, around 94 for both of these deals, and then 91 for the 4%. Is that kind of what we're seeing right now in the market?
Yeah, I think so. We've got a couple of deals that were up around 95, but I think sort of the 91 to 94 is really the sweet spot, and we do tend to get better pricing on the 9% than the 4%.
Thank you.
We did discuss this in credit committee as well. We spent a fair amount of time about the construction costs, and thank you for discussing those in your presentation. Pleased to see the increase in the number of affordable units here at this property.
Mm-hmm.
No other comments or questions? Corinne, please connect for a roll call vote.
Mm-hmm. This is Corey Meyer speaking. Commissioners, all those in favor of approving the reservation of low-income housing tax credits and firm approval of financing for Frenchtown Road 1 and 2 located in East Greenwich, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved by unanimous.
Great, thanks. Thank you, Corinne. Let's move on to agenda item number 6, which is approval of transfer of physical assets for Barbara Jordan 1 Apartments located in Providence. A motion to approve?
So moved. Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria.
Second.
Second. Thank you, Treasurer. And Ann, presenting again?
I am. It's a little simpler than the last one. This is Ann Berman. So this request is an administrative action required under our general rules, and it is a request for the approval of the transfer of the general partnership interest in Barbara Jordan 1, which is a 193-unit Section 8 development in Providence. It is currently owned by affiliates of Omni New York, who purchased it in 2017. And rehabbed it using tax-exempt bonds and low-income housing tax credits. The principals of Omni New York are selling essentially their entire portfolio, which consists of more than 180 developments, including Barbara Jordan 1, to an affiliate of Nuveen Real Estate, of the Nuveen Real Estate Group. The limited partner is CREA, and that will not change. The current property manager is Reliant Realty Services, which is also being purchased by Nuveen. However, the president and the senior staff at Reliant are going to remain, so we don't anticipate any changes in the management agent or in the property management overall. The transferee will assume all existing obligations encumbering the development. So we are asking the following: the transfer of the general partnership interest in Barbara Jordan One Limited Partnership, the owner of Barbara Jordan One Apartments, from affiliates of Omni New York to affiliates of Nuveen Real Estate Group, subject to the conditions that are listed in the resolutions.
Great. Thank you, Ann. I have a motion to approve the transfer of physical assets for Barbara Jordan One Apartments.
So
Beth, thank you very much.
Second.
Second, thank you, Treasurer. Any comments or questions about this item?
I have a quick question. So do we know if Naveen has a portfolio of tax credit properties now, or is this new for them?
My understanding is they do. I can certainly go back and look to see how many. I don't know that off the top of my head.
My understanding is they have substantial real estate things, and they were acquired by TIA.
Yeah, teachers.
Yeah, they were acquired.
So their role in this will be, how active are they going to be?
Well, as the general partner, theoretically pretty active.
Managing the manager.
Right. So we're looking at revamping our TPA regs, but all transfers of general partners will still need to be approved by the board for just that reason.
Yeah, I'm sure they, I just am not familiar with them as an operator. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's great, and we'll expect our asset management group will be paying extra attention for just that reason.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none. Corinne, would you please conduct a roll call vote?
Absolutely. This is Corey Myers. Commissioners, all those in favor of approving the transfer of physical assets for Barbara Jordan One Apartments and Profits, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. With that, the ayes appear to have it.
Great. Thank you. Let's move on to agenda item 7, which is approval of Emphasis Computer Solutions, Inc., for online affordable housing search system. And
Lisa, will you be
tonight? Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Lisa Permiano. The request for action for you is for approval of the engagement of a software vendor, Emphasis Computer Solutions, to provide an online affordable housing search system. Last year, the General Assembly passed legislation requiring Rhode Island Housing to maintain this online searchable database of affordable rental development. So in November of last year, we issued an RFP for proposals from vendors to support the creation of this search system. It will be similar to sort of a Zillow type system where you put in criteria and then information would pop up for the person searching for the housing. RFP was posted on our website and also on the State of Rhode Island's website and sent directly to vendors who provide these types of services. We received 5 responses to the RFP. They were reviewed and scored by an internal committee, and you can see that in your attachment B. And we invite 2 highest scoring vendors to come in for demos. And of the 2, the committee recommended Emphasis as the vendor. We are familiar with Emphasis. They currently work with us on our housingsearchri.com site, which is rental developments of all types, not just affordable housing. And they already have a significant number of developments in the system, so we see the transition to this affordable system to be done very easily. They also have a call center, so they're going to help us with outreach to some of these developments to make sure that we have accurate data, that we have the applications on file, and that they're easily accessible to people. They also operate similar search type sites in other states and work with other HFAs. So we feel very comfortable with them being able to provide the service. And I will note that they were the lowest cost of all of the submissions. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you very much, Sarah. Sure. They have a motion to approve of Emphasis. I think we need to approve of the motion, then
okay.
We can ask questions.
Then we
can.
Okay.
So would you like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay,
also.
Great. And you'll second. Thank you, Trent. Okay. Now we can
now ask I can questions. Ask questions. So when you say they operate similar house searching sites in 30 states, is that similar to what you currently have? Do other states have this
dual search where you have low income and?
Yes, similar systems where you can look for affordable rental housing.
So the other states have that,
yes.
And this emphasis already does that?
Yes.
Oh, great, okay. And when you say quickly, there it says that we hope to have this quickly, but
so,
like,
so the legislation requires us to have this in place by July 1st of this year. So we really looked at a vendor, you know, in addition to it being a good vendor that we have great experience with, we feel that they'll be able to implement this, you know, within the time frame required.
So at least by July 1st, but
yes.
Maybe even earlier?
It would be great if they could do it earlier.
Okay. And for clarification then, will we be abandoning the housing search RI, or will be replacing it, or having a second
add
one?
Add on to that system,
okay.
And hopefully they'll be integrated, so
okay.
You can search for affordable housing as well as rental housing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And will all of the Rhode Island Housing financed properties be obligated to provide information to the system?
We capture that information regardless, so that is going
okay.
Into the current system, so that information will continue to go into the system.
Okay. And do we happen to know if there are any primary criticisms of the existing search database?
I'm not aware of any. I don't know, Chris, if you have any.
The one that's there now?
Right.
It's just timeliness. By the time in this market you search for it,
it's
gone.
So, okay.
Yeah, that's just the only, that's the thing we hear a lot about.
And how will we overcome that in this revamped one?
So I'm not sure that that's a function of the IT system so much as it's a function of availability of apartments.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
But that's what, I mean, those are the only complaints we have is that it's already gone. You just listed it. And that's just a function of not enough places for people to go.
Okay. Okay. And then property owners, timely feedback, I guess. Okay. Great. Thank you. Any other comments or questions? No. So it's a voice vote, I think. I've been saying a roll call vote, but is it a voice vote, Corinne?
Yes.
Would you please conduct a voice vote?
Shall I?
Yes.
Commissioners, all those in favor of approving the selection of Emphasis Computer Solutions, Inc. to provide an online affordable housing search system, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it with unanimous vote. The motion is approved.
Great. Thank you very much. That's the final agenda item, so motion to adjourn. Great, thank you.
Second.
Very perfect. And Corinne, would you please conduct the voice
vote? Yes, all those in favor of joining the meeting, say
aye.
Any opposed, say
nay. Thank you.
Great job.
I think we'd be proud.